This is quite a common scenario in actual fact, and whilst your question is silent as to when exactly the 7-year anniversary arises in your instance, the immigration situation that you're facing is pretty routine and quite constant, so it's relatively straightforward for me to address this question for you. When you have an employment visa sponsored by a third-party employer, as you have in your situation, when you stop working for that employer, of your two privileges, the privilege to work ceases, but your privilege to reside continues. And that's the state of affairs until your current limit of stay expires, whereupon you're expected to leave Hong Kong, or, as I surmise in your situation, prior to that, you will have been continuously and ordinarily resident here for 7 years, and therefore you'll be making an application for the right of abode. Therefore, questions begged as to if you do intend to start your own business prior to the 7-year anniversary and you've already stopped working for your current employer, is it lawful for you to join in that business while at this time the only privilege that you have in relation to your continuing immigration status here is the privilege to reside? And naturally enough, the answer is no, you're not allowed to join in a business and you're not allowed to start a business without the consent of the Director of Immigration first. So effectively what you need to do is to make an application to the Immigration Department to adjust your status from sponsored employment visa through to business investment. And as I've detailed elsewhere on the blog, so I don't intend to labour it too much here, the approvability test in your situation for that investment visa is that you need to show that you can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. And in the context of the business that you're putting together, ostensibly you need to show that it has the possibility and the very real potential for the creation of local jobs, that it's going to be homed in suitable business premises. You've got the requisite levels of cash to finance your business so that it stands a reasonably good chance of becoming a solidly entrenched commercial enterprise, and all manner of other resources that you'd normally have around you in determining to move ahead with your application to start the business in the first place. All of those things the Immigration Department take into positive consideration when assessing your ability to make, as I say, a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. So that's really how it all sits. Don't start the business until you've made the application to the Immigration Department. As in a current resident, you would make the application on the fifth floor under a change of category application using form ID 990A, and sponsorship form ID 999A and ID 999B, along with the ID 91 if you've got 6 months still, if you've got less than 6 months remaining on your current limit of stay. You can find all of the advice and information that you need in relation to making that application elsewhere in the blog, particularly in the start here if you are starting a business section. Okay, I hope you find this useful.